This is the Creating the Future podcast, and I'm your host, Jordan Krause. Today is our first student feature, where we have two students on the show today. We have seventh grader, Miss Ayers, and eighth grader, Miss Allen, here to talk about their experience with the new broadcast communications elective. Welcome, you two.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tim.
Right on. Let's have some fun here. So let's first give the audience here some perspective on the two of you. How long have you been here? You're middle school, one of you about to go to high school, another about to be eighth grade, top of the hill next year. How long have you been here?
I've been here since kindergarten.
And I think I've been here since I was as little as I could be. Preschool, I think.
Wow. Wow. So a long time. So you got a lot of memories of this place.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is a brand new class. We didn't have a template for this. We didn't have an exact, here's what this experience is going to look like. So the two of you, along with your classmates and Miss Kanai, kind of jumped into this in August, and it was pretty open from what I understand, right? Talk to us about the benefits and then the challenges of having a course that is kind of a blank slate.
Well, I think one of the benefits would certainly be we get to build the class up from the bottom. So you take a brand new set of students each year and you put them into a class and you tell them, hey, this class is going to be what you want it to be. Obviously, we have a structure like, hey, we're going to put out broadcasts and stuff, but I want you guys to build it. I want you guys to feel involved. So we did. So we took hold of it and we started building it from the ground up. It's nice to have it be so open.
Why? Elaborate on that a little bit. What are the benefits of it being so open?
It allows us to adapt better to like certain scenarios. Like if someone isn't there for filming, we're like, okay, since it's not such like a rigid structure, we can have this person substitute and stuff. So I think it's nice to have it so open so that we can adapt, so everyone knows how it works.
So describe the roles that you both have and kind of how you went about choosing what you do in broadcast communications.
I am the director, and when we chose our jobs, I don't think everyone expected to get what they got. In my role, I have a lot of leadership in it.
Was that something that you have displayed before this class, like taking on leadership roles, or is this really your first time taking on
this? Is that like the first time? I think this class brought out a lot in everyone. And it really showed worth in everyone.
Nice.
I originally did not start as an anchor. I am an anchor now. But when I first joined the class, I was originally intending to be a scriptwriter and editor. I quickly found out that editing was not my forte, and so I wrote a bunch of scripts. Then I was moved into anchoring. I was like, hey, you know what? It's an open opportunity. I think that I should try. Even if I wasn't the most comfortable on camera, I wanted to put myself out there. With the class being so open, I was able to make the switch, and I have been anchoring ever since. It's been great.
Nice. So talk to us about some of the skills, the mindsets that you've been able to develop and learn through this class.
Oh, I would absolutely say confidence has been incredibly important. I was very camera shy. I did not like seeing myself on camera. I didn't like hearing myself. That's why I originally started as a scriptwriter, because I was way behind the scenes. I think anchoring has really, really, really helped. Now I feel way more confident being on camera. My inflection, my voice, and I get to write my own scripts still. So win-win.
How about you, Miss Ayers? As the director, what are you taking away from this class?
Being able to communicate better with everyone and putting more trust in everyone, because that's something that has always been hard for me. But knowing I can trust everyone to do what they need to do and put everything into place is a really big take from it.
That's so important as a leader, to trust other people.
For sure.
Right? Because I think, you know, some people have this misconception that leadership is about telling others what to do, Right, where you are just in control. Well, really, it's the opposite, right? You're building an atmosphere of trust. You're building an atmosphere of collaboration. And you're empowering others to be confident in executing their roles, right? And then you get to see a finished product as a director. How cool does that feel to, like, see all that?
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah. If you had students around the campus, like elementary students, mention anything about having seen you on... well, I guess really with you, Miss Allen, being an anchor, have you had any kind of feedback from any younger students around the campus?
I have indeed. I've been like walking from the office and stuff, and I'll see a bunch of little kids who I have no idea who they are. And they're like, oh, I saw you on the broadcast. And I'm like, hi.
Yeah, they know you, right? Because those get put out and every classroom gets to see those, which is kind of
crazy.
Fun.
And I've heard a bunch of feedback from old teachers who are like, hey, the stuff you guys are doing are great. And I've gotten some like critique, like constructive feedback. And I think that it's really helped in improving the class.
Nice. Yeah. Let's speak to that, because we've got how many episodes out? Four, five, somewhere around there, right?
I believe four.
So where do you see the room for most improvement moving forward? And by the way, let me say, like, from the first video to the last, there's already been massive gains. But where do you see the group having the most room to improve as this evolves throughout this year?
I would say I would love to learn more about parts of broadcasting that I don't actually do. Like how people do the lighting, how people work the camera, how they do editing, how they do reporting, because I don't do any of that. Like, I know how to script write, but there are specific script writers who write a bunch of scripts. I would love to learn how all that works. In the future, I think more structure in the very beginning. Like, quarter one, we could have classes like, here's how you script write, this is the way you format it, this is how you do, like, inflection in your voice when you're talking, this is how you enunciate, stuff like that. I think that would be really beneficial for the next set of students that come into broadcasting class.
Nice. How about you, Miss Ayers? What do you see as an area that this class can grow the most, or the students can grow the most?
I agree with Rin and what she said about being able to just see everyone else's view of broadcasting, being able to understand everyone else. Because being able to understand everyone else is another big part in broadcasting. Being able to understand what everyone else does
So kind of learning all the roles, at least at a very surface level at the beginning, maybe kind of exposing everyone to, here's what this role is and this is what they do, here's what this role is. Okay.
Learning
the whole cast of
So that people, when they come in, since it is like an open structure, they're more informed about like, oh, I want to be a script writer, and then they learn what script writing is, and they might say, actually, you know what? It sounded cool, but maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'd rather do editing, stuff like that.
You mentioned, Miss Allen, getting feedback, getting critique from teachers, maybe from students. What's the difference between getting feedback like that versus like in a traditional setting, you have a class, you take a test, you get a grade, that's the feedback. Like what's the biggest difference, and kind of what do you like more about producing videos and then getting feedback for improvement, like from people who actually watch it?
It's super different from grading, I would say. Grading, you put out the work and then they cross out which ones are wrong and usually like don't elaborate. That's it. You're just told what is wrong, not how to improve it. I think feedback like that, you're putting something out there. You're not expecting a grade, but people who care, like people who actually and genuinely have like a passion for like what they're watching, they'll be like, hey, I think that what you're doing is great. Here are some things that you can improve. Grading is mandatory. Feedback is optional. And I would say that's like one of the biggest differences between that.
But the feedback, from what I'm hearing, is like more you value that more, right? Getting someone who cares about it, you know, their opinion. And like, that's the cool thing about what we're trying to do here in project-based learning, is like the test is the product that you've put a lot of time and energy and effort into, that you've worked with others to produce. And then you get that feedback to then apply those skills to another video and try to make it better, right? Like that's, I don't know. I think that just seems like a much more effective way to do school. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah. What would you say to upcoming middle schoolers who are thinking about what electives they want to choose, you know, later this spring, all the fifth graders in particular, they'll get to pick like, oh, here's the different elective options. Like, why? Why would a middle schooler want to do broadcast communications?
I think to learn a lot of more skills in life, I guess, just to be able to be prepared for everything after middle school and such.
To build on that, I would say if you are a shy student, if you're like a introverted student, I would definitely suggest broadcasting. It really brings out a lot in you, like confidence. I would say confidence is key. Or if you are a person who tends to work alone, I would also suggest broadcasting. Broadcasting teaches you that, hey, it is okay to put trust in people because they know what they're doing. You have your skills, they have their own skills, and together, if you trust each other, you can make great things like what we do in broadcasting.
So get out of your comfort zone is what I'm hearing. Yes. This is a good class to do that, and that is where real growth happens, right? When you get outside of what you're familiar with, what you're comfortable with. Well, that's super exciting. Miss Allen, Miss Ayers, pleasure to have you two on today. So honored to be a part of this school and representing students like yourselves who are just so committed to being better and producing really neat content, learning lots of skills. I just am super thrilled. So thank you both for coming on today and doing what you do for the school.
Of course.
Thank you from your director.
And thank you from your anchor. On behalf of Studio 121,
signing off.